Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 23rd, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released August 13th and 14th, 2003.
Nazarene, in your last answer, you mentioned ultimacy and going off to be the foundation of a new race. Do you think when that time comes, you and Demetrius may go together? It does take 10 souls, doesn't it? Might I go too?
Well, yes, Alora, it does take 10 souls to do the dance of life and bring life to a new world. But usually each soul comes from a different world. It is very, very rare that any 2 souls come from the same planet to join the dance of life. But we are all immortal souls. There is a possibility that that might happen. It is not outside the realm of possibility. It would be of interest to a new race to have the difference in thoughts of Demetrius and myself, and of course the added difference that you would bring in. But that is the whole idea of there being 10 souls, 5 male and 5 female, to do the dance of life and to give their essence to make a new race. That diversity, that difference, that makes an entirely new race, that makes something altogether different. All the differences combining to make a whole and giving a race a chance to have that spark that would make it great. God's wisdom in making this process to keep life going on forever is wondrous and beautiful, and the way it works is phenomenal. We try and try to figure out God's wisdom, but it is far, far beyond any of us.
Thanks, Nazarene. Glad I can come along, too. For some reason, ultimacy really scares me, even though I know it's a good thing. I hope we've got a while before that.
I don't understand, Alora, why some are so afraid of the wonderful and beautiful thing that God has created.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like friendship poems that speak to both your heart and your soul, check out Pegasus Friendship Poems Collection, Inspirational Poetry from the Soul, at www.friendship-poems.us. There are some free samples and a book that you can purchase online. Great stuff.
Nazarene, here's something else Jesse always asks. When we die and go to the afterlife, when we get together there, will it be like we are now? Will we still be ourselves and remember this lifetime? Or will this lifetime be lost among all the others we've had? And will we be like different people altogether in thought and appearance?
Elgad, 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 what am I going to do with you? Why do you not understand such a simple thing, and why are you so afraid? You will lose nothing. All that you have will only be combined with everything that you were before. You will not lose one essence of this lifetime. Nothing will fade away. Nothing will be gone. It will simply join to everything that you have ever been before. You will remember everything you have ever been before, and you will remember everything that you have done in this lifetime. Nothing will be lost. Understand that, dear son. Understand that. Get it through your mind. Don't be afraid of it. Nothing will be lost. Nothing of you will be lost. You will always be you, just as Demetrius is always him. You could go back to any one of Demetrius's past lifetimes, and he would still be Demetrius. Alora would still be Alora. People would recognize you today. They would say, hey, you act like such and such, because they would be so much alike. The personalities never change. Just what is now will be added to what was. There is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. Let it go.
That's good to know, Nazarene. He'll be the same old Elgad. I thought that was the answer. We're recyclable. We just change our packaging, so to speak.
But what packaging, Alora? What packaging?
We'll be back again.